this week? No practice other than white?
No, we had a normal Monday. We had Tuesday was kind of a self-scout day, just meetings and lifting. And today was a intro on the Giants. So, yeah, nothing physical, just more mental and more just recapping the first month of the season.
What's your message to the players as they head out for a little break?
Well, you know, be smart with their time, recover, and, you know, spend some time on the Giants, at least an hour a day. So, you know, we had a small Giants intro to the game plan today. So, you know, in the past, I hadn't done that. It's been more of the, you know, previous games and moving on to the season. So hopefully the guys spend some time on the Giants this week.
What are you going to do, or is it all work for you still?
For me? Mm-hmm. This weekend?
Yeah.
Be a father. You know, Stone's got a flag football game Saturday morning, and Natalie has homecoming Saturday night, so I'm going to be a dad for the first time in about 3 months.
What are you going to say to the boy that comes to pick her?
No boy. No boy. It's a group of girls going to the dance together. So
like that better?
I'm lucky. Absolutely.
During a bye week, how important is not just the physical rest, but the mental rest to get away with and kind of unplug?
It's important, but it's so early, you know, so you have to force yourself to rest this weekend, because, you know, I mean, most teams, you know, your bye, if it's right in the middle, you know, that's a good spot. But it being so early, you know, you got to force recovery, you know, and force yourself to kind of relax and kind of pull away from it. If not, it's going to come back to haunt you in 4 weeks. So it's different having a bye this early.
You mentioned earlier in the week eliminating those big pass plays on the defense. What do you think the ceiling is for that group if they can clean those?
I think it's high, you know, and it's only two or three plays per game, so it's really on us. It's about focus and details. But it's a high ceiling for that entire group. You know, stopping a run the way we have, that forces team to be one-dimensional. You know, now our pass rushers can take over the game along with our cover guys. So if we stop the run that way, you know, for the entire year and play solid pass defense, we're going to be hard to beat.
How should the team feel about being 3-1 at this point?
How should we feel? I think we should feel good about that. But have understanding that it's not good enough. You know, we've got to continue to work, and we've got some issues that we have to clean up. But, you know, they should feel good about that. It's a hard league, and to win 3 out of 4 in the first quarter, it's good for this team.
Lance, is it fair to say that teams are willing to let you sort of punish them in the run game by what they're doing on Demaryius and Emmanuel?
Yeah, I mean, so far, you know, and if that happens, you know, we have to continue to run the football and force teams to give us fair coverage, you know. And when you get fair coverage, you have to take advantage of it, you know. And so far, you know, it's been more shell, it's been more cover four, and our run game has been effective. So if we can do that, we can control the game. You know, if you rush for 140 yards a game, that's a good thing for us as far as time of possession and just controlling the football game, you know, from start to finish.
Do you think Demaryius and Emmanuel sort of understand all that?
Absolutely they do. They want to win, you know, and, you know, if it takes to run a football, you know, most of the time to win a football game, they're fine with that.
When you were in that position as a defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. is that a tough choice to make?
Not really. You know, stopping a run for me was always, you know, my first call of duty, because that controls the football game. You know, if you can force teams to throw the football, in my opinion, that's defensive advantage, you know. But they'll allow them to pound you for 4 quarters. That's not a good thing, in my opinion.
You think they're going to have to make a choice at some point?
They will, no doubt.
Vance, how concerned are you about the pass blocking specifically on the right side of the line?
I'm not. You know, it hadn't been perfect, but it's gotten better the last 2 weeks. You know, and again, schematically, we can help that. And then we got to play better in spurts, but I'm not concerned at all.
What do you like about the Benny Fowler? And sort of seems like he's put some good consistency together.
Benny's gotten 2 game balls in the first month of the season. You know, one for obviously his game against the Chargers for scoring 2 touchdowns, but one last week with his gunner play on special teams. So Benny is a valuable member of our football team. You know, obviously being a third receiver, and I mean he's a 4-core player for Brock. You know, so his value is huge for us.
I think what is your general assessment of how Trevor's played in 4 weeks? I mean, what do you like? Mm-hmm. What would you like for him to?
I think Trevor's played fine. I mean, he's played 3-1 football. How about that? So, I mean, he's played fine. It hadn't been perfect. You know, no one's played perfect football, but Trevor's done a great job of leading our offense. I mean, he's in total control. He's put us in great plays. His ball placement has been really, really good. His interceptions hadn't been, you know, ball placement issues. It's been throwaways and tip balls and those things. But he's played really well. And he's a young quarterback still. He's going to play better and better each week, in my opinion, as he plays. So I've been pleased with Trevor.
A few more for the coach. Got thoughts
on the Rocks game tonight?
Hope they win. You know, they've had a great year. So, I mean, it's down to one. That's weird, isn't it? You know, one to win and get in.
What's the NFL model to create more interest from the French fans?
Yeah, so they win, they're in. I'm pulling for them. Absolutely.
We're a month into the season, Coach. How would you say the players have responded to your coaching style and your personality?
I think it's been good. You know, this staff has challenged this team to do more each week. You know, and not be satisfied with where we are. You know, and obviously being 3-1 is a good thing, but we can do more and we can get better. You know, it's a mature team, it's a motivated team, and they want to win. You know, and they want to win it all. So my job is easy when it comes to that. You know, but we have to apply the pressure to our players to continue to do more and more each week as we have success.
Last one, please.
What do you ask from your coaching staff during the break?
Relax. Just relax. And again, it's an early bye. So if you don't relax now, it's going to catch you in about 4 weeks. So relax, you know, be fathers, be husbands, and you know, come back with a fresh mind.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. All right.